Heavenly Father, thank you for the words of prophecy. Thank you for the special singing. We are going to learn from your word. I pray that you, the living God, will speak to us richly. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Please be seated. Everybody, good morning. To those who are watching this service on the internet, good morning. Hello. Good evening. We give a tithe offering to other churches and other Christian organizations. We now give a tithe offering of 317,800 yen from the offering that we received at the church from August 26 to September 1. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing the economy of the Tokyo Antioch Church. We are now going to give a tithe offering to other churches and other Christian organizations. This tithe offering of 317,800 yen. Thank you that you always bless us, both financially and spiritually. Thank you that you will continue to bless us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Last week, I went to Okinawa, and I had a meeting with a social welfare organization called the Mustard Seed. And we've been supporting them to establish a children's care center in Fukushima. And they have purchased a big piece of land and they're planning to build a house there. And they're going to build a family home that will accommodate 5 or 6 persons. But we have about 10 million yen for this construction work. But so we still need some more finances to establish a home. But another plan is that there is a possibility of our using temporary houses for the victims of the earthquake. And not only here, but also in other parts of Japan, we have a plan to establish children's care centers. So let's expect from God. And also, God, as is said in words of prophecy, God has been telling us that He's going to adopt children. So if you have a burden to adopt children, please let me know. We'll be going to Israel on a team from October 27 to November 8. The Bible says that it's a special blessing to go to Israel. Before I went to Israel for the first time, I hadn't thought of it very much. But now I know that there is a special blessing in going to Israel rather than other countries. Receiving special blessing is God's will. So ask God and seek God. When you seek in a small range, you'll be blessed a little. But if you ask and seek God in a broader range, you'll be blessed more. Well, I went to Ishigaki Island of Okinawa Prefecture last week, and that reminded me of my previous trip to Ishigaki. Then I had, I, I had happened to see Pastor Tanaka, and Pastor Tanaka was the one who testified that he went to Israel many times as a result of his prayers. And that through that testimony, I was motivated to pray to be able to go to Israel many times, and that has been fulfilled. God is going to give you blessings, so ask. When you hesitate, you will receive hesitantly. So ask God for blessing boldly. I think some of you are from Tokyo and others are from other parts of Japan. I am from Tokyo. My country is hometown is Tokyo. I was born in Gotanda, Tokyo. I was near Gotanda station. And then we moved to a house about 200 meters away from the office of Mikoe newspaper now. And there is a hall established on that spot where my house used to be. And several years ago, we happened to have a meeting in that hall. So I feel that my childhood and the work of the church have been linked in a certain way. And nowadays, I often take a bullet train to go to other parts of Japan for meetings. And when I was in high school, from the high school ground, we were able to see a bullet train running nearby. And together with Pastor Okamaru, we were saying that we wanted to take that bullet train, and we will do that in the future. And now, as I take the bullet train, I'm able to see that ground of high school that I had been a student. So God fulfilled my desire and dream. And I also am able to see a pond as I take a bullet train from the window. And in that pond, in my childhood, I used to play. I used to fish for shrimps there, because in those days there had been a rice field there. And so every time I take a bullet train, I think of my childhood. When today we'd like to look at and learn about my country from the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 13. Excuse me, yes. Chapter 11 verse 13. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. When we lead our life as a Christian, God blesses us. I have been to Israel about 33 times, and I've been blessed. And I'm praying that I'll be able to go to Israel for 50 times. And I've been to Nagasaki for many times, and I've been blessed by God. But God prepares more blessings, more wonderful blessings for us. That is a blessing for eternity. So it's good for us to be a Christian. A thing that we receive as a Christian, as we live on this earth, are wonderful, and we also blessed eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And verse 13 said, they only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. So you need to see that blessing and those living by faith. They are looking forward to eternal walk with God, and they could see that. Christians, some Christians, they only look at difficulties only, and they always get nervous. But those who lived by faith, they looked at eternity. They didn't look at sufferings for eternity, but they used to look at the fulfillment of promises that God made them with them. And also those who were saying that they are looking for a country, they were confessing that they were looking forward to a country above. We are strangers. What are strangers? We live here, but we belong to heaven, and we head for eternity with God, and we will get into eternity afterward. Yesterday, there was a memorial service of Pastor Ishikawa. His funeral was held in Tohoku area, and also the first memorial service had been held before in Ochanomizu. But this is another memorial service that was held yesterday. And I thought that I would be able to attend this memorial service because I was scheduled to have a meeting in Kawasaki on that night. But actually, the meeting in Kawasaki was scheduled in the afternoon, so I was not able to attend the memorial service. But anyway, the country above is better. My father went to heaven last year, and I know that some of you had your family members or relatives go to heaven recently. But in Chinese character, when we say someone passes away, we use a Chinese character that means disappear. But it's not that they disappeared, they entered eternity, and we are also heading for that. What wonderful about Christian is that not only we have our problem solved, but also we head for eternity, and we belong to heaven. These things are written here in this passage. And after death, there is difference between the time of the Old Testament and the New Testament. Please remember this. So what the difference? When you die, we Christians die, and also in general people die. Well, I should not write this big. When we die, we go to Hades. I'm not talking about the time of the Old Testament. When they died, they went to Hades. And it's also, Hades is translated as hell. But in the Old Testament, Hades is the place where people go after death. And in the Old Testament, Hades is separated into two places. One is Abraham's side, and the other is Hades. The beggar went to Abraham's side. He was by the side of Abraham. But this place where you go by Abraham's side is called also Hades. And also the rich man went to another part of Hades, which is translated into hell. This is the Old Testament. So Hades, so God's saints were also Hades. But in Hades, they were not in the part of hell, but they were Abraham's side. But in hell, in Hades, there was a fire. And there is a deep chasm between Abraham's side and hell. And this hell will go on. This hell called Hades will go on existing. And when Jesus returns, and when the Antichrist and the false Christ are destroyed, they'll be bring to Gehenna. Gehenna. This is a real hell. Hades, like hell, will become Gehenna when people are prosecuted. Here on this earth, they'll be put into confinement. So it's like Hades. And after they are sentenced, they'll be put into prison. That's Gehenna. And when Christ returns, the Antichrist and the false Christ will be put into Gehenna. Gehenna will continue existing, and when Christ judges people, give them the final judgment, God will judge unbelievers. Hades will be put into Gehenna. All those who are in Gehenna will be praying to Gehenna. Death and Hades will be praying to Gehenna. Hades and Gehenna are translated hell both, but in the Old Testament, Hades doesn't mean hell only. Non-Christians, I have shared with you some conditions for non-Christians' judgment. I think many of you are believers, but you need to know this because many of you have non-Christian unbelieving family members and friends. Please turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse 12. And I saw the dead, great and small, non-Christians will be resurrected. When we are resurrected, we will be, when Christians will be resurrected into a spiritual body, but when non-Christians are resurrected, they will be resurrected into a physical body. And Revelation chapter 20, verse 12 says, "And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened." And as I told you already, that there is a book for each one of us. Every deed of us are written there. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. And if your names are written in this book of life, you are saved. So believe in the Lord Jesus, and especially believe in the cross of Jesus. Don't forget about the cross. When non-Christians are judged, the dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. Their deeds judged, and then they are put into hell. So verse 15 says, "If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire." As long as you don't believe in the cross of Jesus, you'll be put into hell, because you are judged according to your deeds. So this is hell. Well, you may forget this, but why don't you remember this for an instance, at least? Then what will happen to heaven? Heaven starts from the part of Hades where Abraham is. Pastor Keita Takagi wrote a book about the revelation. And his theory is much like mine, and I agree on him about many things. Pastor Takagi insisted that a part of Hades will be transferred to heaven. This is confirmed in the Bible. Let's turn to the book of Hebrews. Now, God is causing us to prepare, because He is opening up the book of Revelation, and He's trying to turn our eyes to eternity. I feel that God is wanting us to know about eternity. What's interesting is that Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10, 11 verse Hebrew chapter 11 verse 10. For he is heirs with him of the same army. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 10 says, "For he was looking forward to the city with the foundations, whose architect and builder is God." It's talking about the city. What the word city reminds you of? You don't remember anything? Well, because you are Japanese, you might be pretending that you don't know. But Japanese people, they already know, but they pretend that they don't know. When the city means the heavenly Jerusalem, the holy city of God, heavenly Jerusalem. This is not Tokyo, either New York or Paris or Peking. So at this stage, the holy city, heavenly Jerusalem, existed. Pastor Takagi insisted that heavenly Jerusalem was heaven, and I agree with him. I had a good relationship with him. Pastor Takagi was very famous, and I was not famous. But when I attended the meeting of Mission 2001, I attended his lectures, and we exchanged New Year cards. But at one time, he contacted me, saying that he contacted me, and asked us not to send a newsletter to him because Pastor Takagi didn't acknowledge the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but I did. But actually, someone who taught us about the gifts of the Holy Spirit had also visited his church. But anyway, we disagreed with each other on the spiritual gifts, but on eternity and on heaven, we agreed. He insisted that the holy city, heavenly Jerusalem, was heaven, and I agree with him. A part of Hades, where Abraham was, it will be changed into heaven, which is the holy city of Jerusalem, heavenly Jerusalem. As I told you before, but I had a question in my mind. Brothers Ilya, the son, 6-year-old, son was, he died, and after that, Brother Ilya and his family moved to California from Romania, and his another children, they missed that son that died, and Brother Ilya told him, why not pray to God so that you be know how he's now doing, how he's doing in heaven. And they prayed. And then they saw a picture. They found a picture of the family. And that picture was taken after the death of that son, but that son was in that picture. 6-year-old Ilya Jr. Was in that picture. Who saw that picture? Nobody? Yes. In the last service, there were two people who saw the picture. So except me, three people saw that picture. Well, whenever we see a ghostly picture, it's very unclear, but this picture was very clear. When Brother Ilya showed that picture to me, he pointed out the wall of Jerusalem was behind his son. In that picture. And afterward, I had a question. The heavenly Jerusalem will come down in new heaven and in earth. The book of Revelation, chapter 21, talks about the New Jerusalem. Verse 1 and 2. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. Verse 2. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. So this is the city described in chapter 11, verse 10, in the book of Hebrews. The new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. Well, there is a wall of in Jerusalem. Please look at I'm now talking about the walls of the New Jerusalem. Verse 15. The angel who talked with me had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. I couldn't relate this verse with the New Jerusalem. But when I saw the walls of Jerusalem with Brother Eliot's dead son in the picture, I didn't understand. Well, I didn't agree with Pastor Takagi, but I agree with him that heaven is the new Jerusalem. And Brother Ide also said that heaven is the new Jerusalem. I believe that from the Bible, this is true. Pastor Takagi was wrong in dealing with the charismatic issues. Well, he's now in heaven. Now he understands. So I'll be able to talk to him in heaven. Well, anyway, we go into the New Jerusalem. Those who are in Philadelphia, Church of Philadelphia will become a pillar of the New Jerusalem. Those who will enter the New Jerusalem are Christians who believe in the cross of Jesus. So believing in the Lord's cross is a lot of blessing. And it's called your country. Our country is heaven and the New Jerusalem. There are two things in theology. One is that people, whether a spirit is created at the birth of a physical body, or a spirit was created at the time of creation of the world by God. And when you are born in a physical body, you are given a physical body. I don't know which one is correct, but I think that there is a possibility that our spirits were created at the time of the world's creation, and when we were born into this world, we were given a physical body. But anyway, when we go to the New Jerusalem, that would be the best place. Well, the goldfish is raised in a water tank, and when they be retained into a pond. Well, anyway, going into the New Jerusalem is a big blessing. The glory of God will be made manifest, and that glory will be beyond the victory of tennis player Nishikori, but someday he will lose. So the New Jerusalem is a special place. The Bible said that promises of God have not been fulfilled, and they are looking toward heaven. We've been blessed even now. You may be saying that you are in difficulty and you are not being blessed, but God writes in the Bible that He has prepared an escape for you. If you believe in the Lord and if you obey Him, so you'll see glory, even by your difficulties. I've been blessed by God by going to Israel more than 30 times, but I'm still on the way to see the fulfillment of God's promises for me, because God prepares an eternity, a New Jerusalem heaven for us. Pastor Ishikawa, Pastor Melvin, Sister Sai, Choi, they are now in heaven. So they will be with us these days. Proverbs says that we can say anything about the dead, but we still have relationships with the dead in heaven. So I have to be careful that I must not say bad things about those who went to heaven. Well, if I speak not a very good thing about them on this earth, and when I go to heaven, if that person will be my boss in heaven, or I'll be in trouble. The Bible said that fulfillment of promises will be ours. Well, we will not. It's not that we'll be blessed by going back to our country on this earth, but we are heading for a very wonderful place, which is a heavenly country. We belong to heaven, and as a stranger, we are here on this earth. Don't act as if everything was on this earth. That's disbelief. If you think that you are not, you walk side of track from the blessing of heaven, it's disbelieving. God prepared a city, established city in heaven, and our center in all life will be there. Let's pray. I've been able to give this sermon more properly in this service than last service, and that's God's help. Thank you, God. Heavenly Father, I pray for you to manifest your glory. Your confession is a confession of worries, and that makes you negative. So dare to confess by the word of God. Speak the word of God. Speak scriptures from the Bible. You say a negative word and you are not swayed by that. You should repent of it and speak what God tells you. And stand on that word that God showed you. Even though you are in a battle, but God will give you victory. You are swayed by everything, and you have lost many of God's words. But stand on God's words, and you see God's glory. Let's pray for healing. Let's pray to repent silently. And also let's pray for healing individually. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will touch each one of us in body and soul. I bind the power of disease. I command diseases to leave, and I command be healed, be healed, be healed. You had a bad nose, but you are healed. You had a sore throat, but you are healed. You had a bad heart, but you are healed. I declare God's healing for each one of them. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Let's stand up. May the grace of Jesus and the love of the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forever and ever. Amen.
の流行と臨時で10月5日エルサメの部屋を祈る集いが行います。どうぞ。